Here we are, the Great Writer Steel podcasty video type initiative rolls on. Today's issue. So you're taking a creative writing class. What's the point? What attitude should you take into the classroom? And what are some tips that will help you get the most out of the experience? We will cover all of that and more today. Then we'll have the book you should buy. It's a good one. We'll also feature a Great Writer Steel blast from the past, an essay you probably did miss from my site that you might want to check out. And we'll take a look at an Ohio State writer that you should know about in Better Noah Buckeye. All that and more coming up next. So pour yourself a color teeny, sit back and relax, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
You in the writing community have something that is uncommon to boast of, such as this marvelous part of speech that we are enjoying this wonderful moment. It's called the adjective. Now just realize what it means being able to modify a noun. Such esteem must mean that adjectives are truly magnificent in quality. And then consider this. You need pay nothing to use adjectives. No extortionate amounts. No small amounts. For adjectives come from our hearts and our minds. The next time you have a character and you want to let the audience know what they look like, use an adjective. The next time you want to characterize a young husband's mad dash to get his pregnant wife to the hospital, use an adjective. Ask for adjectives. Made in English for enjoyment throughout the world.
All right, and we are back. Remember, we are gathered here today because you have decided to take a creative writing class, and good for you. Creative writing classes allow you to understand more about yourself, allow you to understand the world around you, all the people, all those crazy people around you. But there's a lot of things that you kind of have to figure out as you go along. And we call it the circle of love in a creative writing class. And we have to figure out how to navigate it, and that's why we're here today. So, first of all, we examine the purpose of the creative writing class. First of all, number one, you take this opportunity to expand your reading list. Now, no matter your age or level of writing expertise, there are a lot of books that you have not read. A lot of things that you have not experienced. That's because there are so many great books out there. Before I went to grad school, I'd never read Tess of the D'Urbervilles, and I'm very, very glad that I did, even though it's not my particularly favorite novel. It's a great book, and I've learned a lot from it. You'll also likely be reading a lot of short stories. Why? Because those are the incubators for the novelists of the future in our contemporary climate. How many short story writers can you name? Go ahead. Okay, some of you are really good. However, if you're just starting out, you may not know too many. Through the course of your studies, you will read a lot of great short story writers. These include T.C. Boyle, Laurie Moore, Alice Munro, George Saunders, Jim Shepard. There are plenty of writers out there. You just open up any Best American Short Stories, O. Henry collection, and you'll find a lot of great people to read. And there are a million of them out there. And the best part is that the stories don't take long to read. However, they will help you figure out what you should do in your own work. Your teacher may also assign you to read essays written on writing by other writers. These will help you in a big way, especially if they're Great Writer Steel essays. But you look to Stephen King's On Writing, fantastic book. James Wood's How Fiction Works. Charles Baxter's Burning Down the House. If you don't figure out how to read these kind of scholarly tomes, you never will. So you just have to give yourself up to the process and understand that you're there to learn, no matter your level. Second of all, you are there to learn from your peers. Everyone who is in that class with you has something to offer. Everybody has different interests and expertise. I was honored to be a part of the Ohio State Creative Writing MFA program, and I had peers who were very different from me, and who loved writing that was far different from the things that I produced. But I learned so much from them because I was able to kind of absorb what they were up to, and it gave me a really wide perspective on the world, not just the literary world, but the wider world as well. So no matter what you think of the people beside you, you're there to help each other. It's a mutual process. Number three, you are there to steal from your instructor. You need to take anything that is not nailed down. That instructor is being paid good money. The money itself is real money. Whether or not it's lots of money is dependent on where you're going and who you're taking the class with, I'll tell you. But they want to help you. And they're in a unique position to do so. So your teacher, whether or not you love his or her work, which you should anyway, you're there to learn. Number four. The reason you are there, the purpose of the class, is to help you to create the best possible version of the work that you've conceived. Now, I was very lucky that I attended a couple writing programs where this was the key. The department is not there to make you write the best, you know, historical fiction novel that you can. No. The job is to help the student write the best version of their work that the student can, on whatever level the student wants to. So you can write romance novels, great. Let's try to figure out how to write the best romance novel that you can. That's why you're in the creative writing class. Attitude. Attitude is everything. I don't believe in the whole kind of magical superstition part of The Secret, but having a positive attitude is a really big deal. If you go into any endeavor, including a creative writing class, with a bad attitude, you're probably not going to get much out of it. That's why you need positivity. You are in the circle of love, as Lee K. Abbott calls it. Everyone around you just wants to be a better storyteller, to be a better poet, to be a better screenwriter. Everybody is a fellow traveler on the journey. Everybody wants help. It's a beautiful, beautiful condition for people to be in. So take advantage of that. Part of that attitude is humanity. Treat your peers and their work the way that you would want to be treated. I know that this is sometimes hard. I remember being a little bit younger, a little bit dumber. Not that I'm that much smarter now, but the point is that everybody is there trying to do their best. And it doesn't help you at all to be unpleasant to somebody else who is in the class with you. And nobody is keeping score. It's not a zero-sum game. If someone who's ordinarily very good turns in a piece that maybe you don't like so much, that doesn't help you at all. If someone in the class succeeds and you fail, it doesn't matter, because the whole point is to help each other learn. And you do that through kindness. It doesn't mean that you don't get critical about the other person's piece. It just means that you don't slam them. You don't say things that make them feel bad on purpose. And honestly, why would you want to do that? Writers have an innate insecurity, most of them, the vast majority of them, and it really doesn't do anybody any good to attack the insecurities of the other person. You may not know every insecurity that that person has, and sometimes I guess you can't avoid hitting a landmine or two, but by and large, if you treat everyone else with kindness, you're going to get a lot more out of the class, and you won't make people feel bad and make enemies. I mean, that's just a good way to live. Further, open-mindedness. Every classmate has something to offer you. I've worked with so many cool people who were different from me, and I've stolen from all of them, all in good ways, of course. Even though I'm primarily a fiction person, I loved taking my fiction or my poetry classes at Ohio State. I loved working with the people who are a little bit different from me. I never thought I would get better at writing free verse. I'm not a huge... I enjoy writing with iambic pentameter. I like blank verse a lot more than free verse. But because I was open and because I tried to absorb as much as I could from the work of my fellow students, I've gotten a little bit better at that. And that's the advice that you should take. Be open-minded. Most of all, curiosity. Oh, it's my favorite virtue. You never ever know what will excite you. You never know what changes that you are going to want to make in your writing life and in your personal life. I had no idea 5 years ago that I would write a young adult novel, and it's, you know, it's almost finished, it'll never get published, don't worry about it. But the point is, I love the idea that I got so fired up that I wanted to write this young adult novel, and I have another one that I want to write. I had no idea. You never know which pieces will inspire you. You never know what sandbox you want to play in next. So be open to having those kinds of experiences when you're in your creative writing class. I have a few tips for you. Number one, absorb all you can. You are going to read a lot of cool pieces from a lot of cool people, and it is your job to pick up as much as you can. If I were you, I would make a note of each piece that you read and what you liked about it and what you didn't like about it. And then keep that for 5 years, and then when you're looking through the bestseller list, you're going to say, oh, I remember so-and-so, they were in my class, and you'll remember their pieces, and you'll feel really cool. Or you could even be the one on the bestseller list. And you'll remember what pieces you brought in. And you'll look back fondly on the people who hopefully are still your friends. So that's advice I wish I had taken. Write down all the pieces that you look at in your classes. Utilize your teacher. Read all their stuff. I guess I always did this innately, but why not? When you know you're taking a class with someone who's awesome like Lee Martin, pick up a couple of their books. Learn what they're about. You don't do this just to kind of ingratiate yourself with the teacher. More importantly, you're figuring out the kind of mindset the teacher has, what they're really good at doing, and what you might be able to learn from them. And obviously, you go to a local bookseller, independent, because we need to have more than one store in this country. Next tip, accept positive criticism. I know, look, nobody likes being told that their baby is ugly. However, sometimes parts of our babies are ugly. That's why we need to go to the creative writing class in the first place, right? Stephen King doesn't need to go to a writing class. Laurie Moore doesn't need to go to a writing class unless she's teaching it. You're there because you want to learn, and everybody else wants to help you. Everybody there in that circle of love is doing their best to help you out. Next tip. Experiment, so you are more likely to find your unique voice. No matter what age you are, honestly, you have no idea what you will want to write in the future. At least that's the way it should be, because there are so many cool things that you can do in writing and creative expression. Who knows, maybe you'll want to write a musical one day. You might want to write a book of poetry, you don't know. The only way you'll be able to figure out is to experiment. And creative writing classes are a great laboratory for experimentation, because you're getting instant feedback from people who care about you and want the best for you. Final tip, respect the critiques that you give, because these analyses are for your benefit too. I know, it might be a couple hours before you have class and you have a bunch of pieces that you have to worry about, and, you know, you didn't write up the critiques the last night, so you might want to speed through. However, it is very much in your benefit and your peers' benefit to sit down and give the piece a very solid, very competent read, and to write up a nice long critique that examines the issues. Why? Not only are you helping your peer, but you are honing your critical acumen. And this is very important for your own work because, as I've always said, writing is not a step-by-step linear process. Step one, write stuff. Step two, figure out what to do with the ending. No, it's not. It's very much abstract. The only way to get better at writing is to absorb a bunch of advice and let it percolate inside your brain like coffee. And then, before you know it, it will just become a part of you. You will internalize all the advice. After the MFA, I didn't have problems writing, but my goodness, it was sometimes daunting because every time I laid down a line, I would have one of my peers in my head or one of my teachers saying, oh, I don't know if that's a good turn of phrase, you know, obviously in that helpful way, but I had a lot of problems just letting the internalized knowledge do its work. And that's what you have to think about too. So the longer critiques that you write, the better off you will be. Okay, so are you ready to take that creative writing class? I thought so. Remember, when you get an A and you write a piece that's published, you can thank me through the Great Writer Steel Facebook page, Great Writer Steel Twitter, or you can email me at greatwritersteel@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to all of those messages. Best of luck, and remember, revising is the worst, but it's also a necessity. Book you should buy. That's right. Today's book you should buy is Sarah Yaw's You Are Free to Go. It is her debut novel and the 2013 winner of the Engine Books Novel Prize. Synopsis?
Moses and Jorge will never leave the maximum security prison. Outside its walls, Gina, Shell, and Ellen will never escape its influence, or the way it tethers them to one another. When Jorge dies in his cell, lives within and beyond the prison walls are upended, testing the boundaries we all draw to keep the good in, the hurtful out.
This book has gotten all kinds of praise from cool people. Kevin McElvoy gave a nice blurb. Robin Black also seems to enjoy the book. So lots of good things being said about this. Now, I happen to know the author. Sarah Yaw is a very, 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 very cool woman. She is the writing coordinator at Cayuga Community College, the Fulton branch. She helps people learn how to express themselves through the written word every day. And I'm very happy for her that her book is getting such great acclaim, and it's going to sell out as of this recording. It is not out yet, but you can pre-order, and you'll enjoy it. So take a look at that book that you should buy, and check out sarahyaw.com. You can also find her on Twitter, and you can find You Are Free to Go on Facebook. You'll find links to all of those in the description, so check it out.
December, November, October, September,
2014,
August, 2013,
July, Red Sox, 2012, Giants, Transformers, Age of Extinction, Yankee Game, Phillies, Transformers, Outside of the Cardinals, Transformers, Revenge of the Red Sox, Transformers, Angels, The Island, Marlins, Bad Boys 2,
May, April, March, Great Writer's Steel, Blast from the Past.
Today's Blast from the Past is an essay that was published on June 28th, 2013. The title, Script Doctor Ken MD, 2010's Lovin' the Bad Man. Now, one day I was watching Netflix, as I am wont to do, and I saw the film Loving the Bad Man in the Netflix instant clickable section, and I said, wow, this looks really, really, really bad. And you know what? It really, 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 really was. But the main thing about this essay that I think is important is that I am honest with the reader, because, look, it's really, really, really bad, but I formulated my commandments in the spirit of the Christian film Loving the Bad Man. The first commandment, thou shalt respect the beauty of the artistic impulse. So everybody involved with the film wanted to do good work, were hoping to do good work, and did their best. And you know what? I respect that. I respect that. Further, the second commandment, thou shalt evaluate a work according to its specific goals. Now look, the makers of the film, including the director, Mr. Engert, he was trying to make a movie that I'm guessing would spread his religion and his concept of faith to others. And you know what? I'm going to say that the film succeeded on that level. Maybe not with me, but with many other people. And the third commandment, thou shalt try not to be a jerk to other artists unless there's a really good reason to do so. Look, yeah, Mr. Engert hasn't hurt me in any way, and there's really no point in Joe only being unpleasant about the film. The main thing, you know, I make a couple jokes here and there, but it's important that I point out a lot of the problems with the film so that we can learn from it. And maybe the director, Mr. Engert, will learn from the film and learn from my analysis. Who knows? So go ahead and check that out. I've left a link in the description.
O-H-I-O.
O-H-I-O. Go Bucks! This week's Better Know a Buckeye is very special to me. One of my favorite writing teachers I've ever had the pleasure to work with, and that's saying a lot because I've had a lot of awesome teachers. They've all been very special to me in some way. But Lee K. Abbott is a wonderful writer and a very good man. Lee Kittredge Abbott? Lee is the author of several collections of short fiction. The gentleman has primarily focused on that throughout his career. The most recent collection is from 2006, All Things All at Once. It's a new and selected stories. In case you don't know what that means, it means they kind of took Lee K's best stories, his greatest hits, and added in some new stuff. You'll also want to track down his books Wet Places at Noon, Living After Midnight, Dreams of Distant Lives, Strangers in Paradise, Love is the Crooked Thing, and The Heart Never Fits Its Wanting. He's been published in all of the big journals that you want to get into if you haven't already, and he has helped countless people in the, I'm guessing, the thousands, to write the stories that they want to write. The gentleman recently retired from Ohio State, but you will be happy to know that he is still helping students. He will have a position at a college near him in New Mexico, and I'm guessing he'll keep doing his stints at writing conferences and in other places. So if you ever have the chance to work with him, I highly recommend it. And you can look for links to his stuff in the description. Remember, buying from an independent bookstore helps everybody. And that's all we have for today. So remember, great writer steal. Shakespeare did it. Why shouldn't you?